Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
Good morning, everyone. Kind of changed things up this morning, and I'm coming to you from my back porch here in southern Crittenden County. I don't know if you can hear that, but there are geese going over right now. You may hear some wildlife during today's broadcast. So the weather is cooled up. It's kind of moist out this morning after some rainfall. But wanted to just sit on the back porch here as we get started and enjoy this last weekend of September. So I'm going to begin this morning with some encouraging updates for Marion and Crittenden County. Judge Executive Perry Newcomb announced this week that the county has secured over $100,000 in state funding to repair sections of Chapel Hill Road and Earl Patmore Road. Now, these are roads and streets that were damaged during the Lake George levee repair work. Of course, that's connected to Marion's ongoing water emergency. Judge Newcomb credited state's transportation leaders and the District 1 Chief Engineer Kyle Pote, who is down in Paducah, for helping secure this much needed assistance. And the city is working to get the funding, or has already actually gotten the funding and working to schedule paving on the rest of Chapel Hill Road from the city limits back to that four-way intersection there at Par 4. So if you've traveled that road, you'll know that it's been in pretty bad shape since all those dump trucks full of riprap were in and out of Earl Patmore Road headed to Lake George. Earl Patmore is that lane that goes back to Lake George, but it also serves two homes back there as well. So some greatly needed work coming to fix those stretches of roadway. Hopefully that's going to be done this fall. Meanwhile, Marion received almost 3 inches of rain over the last few days, including about 2.5 on Monday. And, of course, that has given City Lake a big boost and Lake George. But officials continue to stress caution. The city's water supply is still considered very, very fragile until Crittenden Livingston Water District completes its expansion and can provide some additional backup for Marion and eventually supply Marion all of its water. So the extra rainfall has also allowed Judge Newcomb to lift the countywide burn ban. He did that late Tuesday. I think it went into effect Wednesday morning. But remember now that the Kentucky fall fire hazard season begins October 1st, that's next week, and runs through December 15th. Now, what that means is there's no burning during daylight hours between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. If you're within 150 feet of any woodland or grassland, which is pretty well everywhere in Marion and Crittenden County, if you start looking around. So that's going to get you started this morning. We're going to take a break and hear from one of our sponsors. Remember, this program is brought to you by advertising.
This news is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, located at 318 West Main Street, Salem. To talk to a crop advisor or schedule an appointment, call 270-988-3770.
Well, back to the news. You know, I failed to mention on Monday morning's podcast how wonderful the Steel Magnolias production at Foes Hall over the weekend was. It was really incredible. We have such talented local actresses and just talented people. it's just a shame that more people do not get to go or take the opportunity to go and see this. Now, the crowds were large. Don't get me wrong. Foes Hall was packed for the dinner theater on Saturday and then the matinee on Sunday. But it's just a fantastic production. Beyond the cast of the great and talented local actresses, whom I've mentioned those before on the program here, so I'll skip through that. But go. I want to tell you that behind the scenes, there were a lot of other people. Teresa Foster was the director of this, and then her son Cole was the voice of the radio guy. If you saw the program and didn't know who the male voice was, is him. John Michael Gage was a sound engineer, and Cameron Hernandez, a light engineer. Construction and design were handled by Darlene Abel, Lauren Faulkner, David Foster, Kathleen Guess, Braden Locke, Elizabeth Rodriguez, Jessica Shear, and Kim and Mark Vince. And Braden Locke also managed a great deal of the program, and Kim Vince, she's the CAF All-Star, Community Arts Foundation, which put this on. But then also assistance was provided by London McCord and others. I don't want to leave anybody out, but those are some of the ones on the program. Just wanted to mention those people behind the scenes who really do such a tremendous job of putting on these programs at Foes Hall. It's now time for the Crittenden County Rescue Squad's annual fundraiser. You will receive an envelope with a letter in the mail, and that will include a self-addressed envelope inside of it, addressed back to the Rescue Squad. And that will come in the next few days, over the next couple of weeks. They'll be sending those out. And you simply put a donation in that envelope and send it back. You won't receive any calls. Nobody will be knocking on your door. And the Rescue Squad says that 100% of your donation goes directly to the squad. And if you're interested in getting out of the house today, you can go to the line dancing over to Crittenden County Senior Center. Starts at 9:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, the Senior Center is over on North Walker Street, right across from Foes Hall. On Friday is the regular monthly food distribution that is down at the food bank, which is just down the road, or down the street, I should say, from the Crittenden County Senior Center, right down the street from Foes Hall as well. And the Crittenden County Mineral Museum is there, just a hub of cultural activity over on North Walker Street in Marion. Crittenden County Friends of the Library will have their book sale starting tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. At the library. And longtime Farm Bureau agent Ricky Brown has announced his retirement this week, and he has published a letter thanking the community. That's in this week's Crittenden Press. You can grab your newspaper on newsstands or subscribe online to get the email version sent right to your inbox. And we'll be right back in just a moment with more news and sports after this message from one of our sponsors.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, the weather is changing a bit. Cooler temperatures now, hopefully, on the horizon again. We had a little cool snap earlier, 1st of September, and a lot of the archery hunters got out and had some success afield, harvesting white-tailed deer. Of course, that season is in full swing, and before you know it, it will be time for the youth hunt in October, which is going to be extended this year, extra week or so on that. It's extended from 2 to 9 days. Yeah, so a full week added to that. In local sports, coming up this weekend, Friday, big football game down in Trigg County. It's a big week for the Rockets. They need to secure a win here to help their playoff position and even to make the playoffs. A win is not absolutely necessary this week, but it sure will go a long way. A win here almost guarantees us a spot because it's going to tell us where we are in our district. Of course, we lost a district game last week at Mayfield, and they're the undisputed favorite to win the district football race this year in Class 2A. That's the first district in far west Kentucky. But Crittenden heads into this matchup at Trigg County with a 2-3 overall record, and Trigg comes into it with a 1-4 record. In high school golf, congratulations to senior Georgia Holman. She shot a 91 early this week on Monday in the Region 1 golf tournament. That was at Rolling Hills Country Club down in Paducah. And her round qualified her for the first phase of the KHSAA state tournament, state golf tournament. She becomes the lone Rocket representative in the state championship series this year after no boys advanced in Tuesday's first region tournament, which was down at Murray. Holman has been knocking on the door for in regional play for the last few years, just missing the cut to get to the state Class A tournament the last two or three years, and sometimes by just a stroke. And now she's on her way to the big dance, so to speak, the KHSAA state tournament, which will be played at Calvert City. That will be the first round, and then if she can advance from there, the overall state championship will be at Bowling Green in October. In volleyball action, the Lady Rockets lost 3-1 to Webster County on Tuesday night after winning a district match over Livingston Central on Monday. In that Monday district match, Crittenden won in straight sets, as Lacey Boone led the frontline attack with 11 kills. Mason Myers added 8 kills, and Braylon Merrill 7 up on the net. Lila Shear had 29 assists. Maddie Harrell and Emery Pollard had 15 digs apiece. Pollard also finished with 3 aces. Crittenden County has won the district championship the last 7 years in volleyball and has not lost a regular season league match during that entire stretch. So they're now undefeated in district play and will have the top seed going into postseason. Now, on the soccer front, not such good news. The soccer team really came out of the chute pretty strong this year and has kind of tailed off a little bit of late. They've actually dropped 4 straight matches now, including 2 district decisions. On Monday, Crittenden lost 9-1 at Trigg County, finishing their entire district regular season schedule without a win. At Trigg, Ella Gary scored the only Crittenden County goal on an assist by Kylie Bloodworth. And a couple other quick notes. Former game warden Randy Conway was last week inducted into the Union County Athletics Hall of Fame. Randy was quite a baseball player in his day. He's an 83 graduate of Union County High School, and his daughters were really good athletes, too. One of them went on to play collegiate softball. Saturday, if you want to join the Goodbye to Summer 5K benefit race out at Marion Crittenden County Park, it will benefit the Marion Cemetery Association, which has the responsibility of keeping up Mapleview Cemetery, and that's not an easy chore. On your sports schedule, tonight the soccer team hosts Hopkinsville at Marion Crittenden County Park. The middle school football team will be at Rocket Stadium hosting Caldwell County on Friday. As we mentioned, down at Tree County, high school football game, Rockets key matchup. And on Saturday, the junior pro Rockets will be up at Union County playing football. It's my understanding that the third and fourth grades having a really good season this year, and the fifth and sixth grade has one win so far. So those boys will be over at Union County this weekend. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. I appreciate everyone listening in. Grab your Crittenden Press this week and get further details on all these stories and more.